curled and gleaming with scented oil. But Ashish knew by the gold on the stranger's bare arm that he was a Takhan, or great lord, and he bowed, kneeling before him, till his beard touched the earth, and made signs to Shasta to kneel also. The stranger demanded hospitality for the night, which of course the fisherman dared not refuse. All the best they had was set before the Takhan for supper, and he didn't think much of it, and Shasta, as always happened when the fisherman had company, was given a hunk of bread and turned out of the cottage. On these occasions he usually slept with the donkey in its little thatched stable. But it was much too early to go to sleep yet, and Shasta, who had never learned that it is wrong to listen behind doors, sat down with his ear to a crack in the wooden wall of the cottage to hear what the grown-ups were talking about. And this is what he heard.
"And now, O my host," said the Takhan, "I have a mind to buy that boy of yours." "O my master," replied the fisherman, and Shasta knew by the wheedling tone the greedy look that was probably coming into his face as he said it, "what price could induce your servant, poor though he is, to sell into slavery his only child and his own flesh? Has not one of the poets said, 'Natural affection is stronger than soup, and offspring more precious than carbuncles'?